Welcome to the Engagement Fit Drive podcast. Through insightful discussions and practical strategies, get ready to unlock the tools you need to thrive and make your unique mark on the world. In our podcast series, we dive deep into the Engagement Fit Drive framework. Join Tracy, Andrew, and Claire, and get ready to thrive. In this episode, we will be exploring the articulator and contemplator drives, where they contrast, and how this might show up or play out.
Welcome back to the Engagement Fit Drive podcast. Andrew and I really hope that you're enjoying these podcasts, because as I always say, we love making them for you. In our last episode, we unpacked the nurture and caretaker drives. They were both relating drives. And this episode, we're going to do something a little different. We're going to unpack two drives, the articulator drive, which is a relating drive, and the contemplator drive, which is a thinking drive. So, right, they sit in different domains. These two drives contrast each other, and it is so valuable to understand how a person thinks and processes information. One drive is internal thinking and processing. That's going to be your contemplator drive. Whereas the other drive needs to talk, to think and process information, and that is going to be your articulator drive. And I'm sure as I'm saying that, some of you are even resonating with that and going, that could be me. Let me just explain quickly, what is a contrasting drive? These are drives that are going to have really strong opposing and contrasting nature. Although they can complement each other, there are certain drives that, when combining as dominant drives, have a strong opposing or contrasting effect on each other. So that it can either contrast on the energy or the need or both. They're usually completely different in their characteristics and will have very few similarities.
Thanks for explaining that, Trace. And just one other thing on contrasts is that if for some reason you might have two contrasting drives as dominant drives, that doesn't mean to say it's a negative. That means to say that you need to see it as a drive on a spectrum, the one drive on the one side and the other drive on the other side. And the question needs to be asked, which tool do I need for this specific context or situation? I have found that these two drives, contemplator and articulator, and learning to understand how they work as being really valuable. There are a number of ways that they can show up in a person. You could have a situation where both drives are dominant. And when they're both dominant drives, that means that they will be so natural to you. And it's, again, what I've just explained around dominant contrasting drives in one person. It's about articulator on the one side of the spectrum and contemplator on the other side of the spectrum. So which tool do you need for a specific situation or context? Then there might be a situation where one's dominant and one's neutral. What will typically tend to happen then is that you might default towards the stronger drive energy a lot of the time. But the question still remains, which tool do you need to use in a specific context or situation? Then there's a situation where they're both neutral drives. And that just means that pretty much the same as them both being dominant drives is that one needs to look at them and say, which tool do I need in this context or situation? And then the final scenario would be where you have one of the drives as either a dominant drive or a neutral drive, and the other drive is a drainer. And when a drive is a drainer, it means that you may feel a natural resistance toward this drive. And this will mean that your natural inclination would be towards the other drive. A drainer is never about whether it is something you can do or you can't do. It's about how you feel when the drainer is at play in a situation or context. One of the aspects of understanding drive Energy is how you manage it. A drainer means that you will feel drained in energy when this drive is at play, and hence you will tend to want to resist it and avoid roles or situations where this drive energy is at play. There may be times where you have to engage in a situation and context where your drainers are at play, and this requires intention and a game plan as what is needed in order for you to do what needs to be done. And this is where you might need to learn a skill or come up with a strategy that allows you to engage in a situation at hand, but it'll never be sustainable when a drainer is at play.
That's beautifully said, Andrew. Thank you for making that very clear in terms of the drive energies. So let's discuss the articulator. Let's, in its purest form, when I'm explaining the articulator, remember this is the drive in its purest form without the influence of any of your other dominant drives or your drainers or your neutrals. As an articulator, you may be very verbal, outspoken, and a natural communicator. You will tend to engage others and create clarity through your expressive verbal nature, especially when you focus well and listen to what is said. When you listen effectively, you may find it easy to succinctly summarize what someone else has said. You will need verbal responses from others, and you may need to learn to be comfortable with silence. Be careful not to confuse this drive with the skill of communication, teaching, storytelling, or presenting. Although this drive mostly aligns very well with these skills, having this drive does not give you these skills, but rather the need to articulate and express your thoughts. You probably think aloud, and thus naturally you put words to your thoughts. Hence, you will tend to find it easy to find the right words to express yourself. So articulators don't have to think about what they're going to say because they processing while they're speaking. It just rolls off their tongue. And as such, you will naturally be open and transparent. You may be highly expressive and love to interact and communicate. Articulators thrive in conditions where they can openly and continuously, this could be the draining part if it's a drainer for some of you, continuously verbalize their thoughts, because how many thoughts do we have a day? And articulators verbalize their thoughts and talk about everything they think and experience. It may also be that you use some other means of expression. So this is where you can drive in a different direction, excuse the pun, but yes, instead of always verbalizing, you can be creative, like writing, or put your energy into music, drama, arts, photography. And in this way, you can express your thoughts. So every drive has a need. So the articulator's needs is to express themselves in any way they can, to engage in conversation and listen to others, and the need to influence through words, images, or expression.
With these drives, there are some important considerations in managing the drive. The first thing to note is that articulator is a way of relating. It's a relating drive. Your articulator drive and the need for expression absolutely needs to be linked to a skill and a platform of sorts. You need the space to express yourself, remembering that this requires skill. Communication is an art. Make an intentional effort to acquire communication skills and master the medium through which you communicate, through which you choose to communicate or express yourself. Remember, you don't only say what you think, but you also talk in order to think. And this can cause you to talk too much. While you have a need to soundboard your thoughts, summarize, and feedback, be aware that others may find this much talking draining. Learn to be briefer in your communication. This will also help you to make it more impactful and to avoid you losing the key message in and amongst all the talking. Let others know when you are thinking aloud versus when you are communicating something. This is important since processing is a thought process, which means that you are still clarifying what you're actually thinking about. If others don't know this, it can become very confusing to them as they may receive it as actual communication. So let them know by saying, something like, I'm just thinking aloud right now, or I just need to hear myself think. Be mindful of those you choose to soundboard your thinking with, especially if you need to process something sensitive or confidential. As an articulator, one thing you'll have to work on intentionally is that listening. Remember that listening is a key aspect of communication and one that shows others that what they have to say is also of value. Be mindful of holding back your need to interrupt them and give them time to finish what they want to say. Then leave a pause before you begin talking. By doing this, you may make others feel more heard and you will reduce their anxiety in the conversation because they won't feel the need to compete for the opportunity to speak. So for both Tracy and I, our articulator and contemplator drives are both neutral drives. But my contemplator drive is the stronger drive energy, and the same is true for Tracy. Contemplator is a thinking drive. As a contemplator, you may often seem to be in a world of your own thoughts, which may even disconnect you from everything around you. You probably love intellectual discussions or arguments and embrace deep thinking, philosophical discussions, and even meaningful poetry. You may need a lot of time to think and process, and therefore may not come to conclusions fast or respond immediately. However, when given time and space, you may come up with incredible thoughts, insights, and arguments that'll add value to any process or discussion. You're probably an introvert who values silence and often needs time to be alone with your thoughts. Contemplators are deep thinkers who have a great capacity to conceptualize complex concepts, problems, or ideas. They love to dive in deep and look at something from unique perspectives. They thrive in conditions where they can muse, contemplate, and think deeply, mostly alone. They are drawn to contemplation and may often seem to live inside their heads. The drive needs of contemplator are very important. The drive needs time to think, time to be alone, and the final drive need is to be challenged intellectually.
Lovely, Andrew. That's a lovely description of our contemplator drive. And as you said, it sits both in the neutral zone for both of us. And I'm going to go right ahead and share some things to consider about managing this drive. You may have to prioritize alone time for deep conceptual thinking. And why? To gain profound insight into complicated ideas, concepts, challenges, or problems. This drive is productive when it has time to think. So it's very important if you're a dominant contemplator to allow yourself this time, give yourself this time. And by doing this, you can also develop the skill of communicating these insights with clarity. You tend to experience your thoughts and internal conversations as being very real, and as such, may find it difficult sometimes to distinguish between what you were thinking internally and what you said out loud. This can lead you to assume that you have communicated something when you actually just thought it. And that can be very frustrating for other people because you've had the whole conversation in your head and not actually shared your thoughts. Be aware that you can so easily get wrapped up in your thoughts that you may be perceived by others as being in your own world, totally oblivious to everyone and everything around you. This can have detrimental effects on relationships because people are obviously going to feel ignored because you are in the room, but you're not actually there. You need to intentionally create space and time for deep contemplative thinking. You need time to download all the facts, conversations, experiences, and happenings on a regular basis. Because when you download, you process. And when you process, you can apply in practice. Mostly, this special time should be alone. You can download when driving. This is a great time. So it's very useful if contemplators have a long drive home after work, because by the time they get home, they've been able to download everything. You can also do it when you're showering, when exercising, or simply by closing the door, sitting down, and yes, just thinking.
It is important to clarify that this contemplated drive is highly productive. But what does this drive need? This drive needs time, and it needs alone time. And so often in this busyness addicted world, people can look at people who have a strong contemplated drive, and they may assume, especially if you have a strong finisher drive, that a person who's sitting and thinking doesn't appear to be doing any work. But the whole value is this drive's ability to deep think. And when space and time in your schedule is created to deep think, a person with this drive can come up with incredible insights and conceptualize incredibly complex situations. It's important to note that this drive forms a booster drive with drives like Innovator, for example. When Contemplator and Innovator combine in a situation and context, both are impartial and have boundaryless thinking and thrive on seeing things from different angles. Contemplator and Skeptic, when they combine dynamically in a situation, both need time, but if given the time, they can think things through thoroughly and can also have that time to be able to back up their deep thinking with facts from the skeptic drive. The contemplator and integrator drives, when they combine in a situation or context, are both strong at making sense of complicated situations and information. And finally, the specialist drive. When the contemplator and specialist drive combine, when the deep thinking is combined with the inquisitiveness of the specialist, the results are deep learning and next level insight. There are also some drives that play a complementary role there, Sniper being one, and with the narrowing of the focus of the sniper drive combined with the contemplated drive, it can be very deep thought process. And when somebody's engaged in that type of thinking, it can appear as if they are in a world of their own. And this is where so often people miss each other, is misunderstanding the differences between articulator, which is a relating drive, and interestingly is also a linear drive. So when they communicate, the conversation tends to flow, whereas contemplator is a nonlinear drive. And what that means is in your head, you can have absolute clarity on something. But when you come to try and communicate it, it can be a bit tricky because what in your head doesn't come out as clearly as you want to when you communicate or verbalize it. Trace, can you relate to any of those situations?
First of all, Andrew, I'm just going to say thank you for taking us through those booster drives with our contemplator. For me, my thinking style is very fast. And as we know, the navigator drive is very fast and can think so far ahead.
I think what's important for you to maybe consider is that, first of all, I agree with navigator, your thinking can be very fast. But also understand with navigator and with initiator, the point is about this urgent need to get things going and to think ahead. So when it comes to the thinking part, as soon as you've got a decision or an idea, there's not a lot of time to think about it, but you feel the self-pressure and the need to get things started, and specifically with the tendency that you will learn as you do, taking it, coming up with a decision and going for it. Whereas there are other drive combinations where the contemplated drive looks different for a person like me. I tend to find that while I have no problem with communicating and being able to articulate, and something which is very important to remember in terms of articulator, it's not about the skill of communication. It's the need to express yourself and how you process information and how you think. You can have really good skills at being an outstanding communicator, but that's not necessarily what the articulated drive is all about. And it's important to clarify that, because sometimes we might not relate or understand a drive, and therefore we might suppress it, or we might not let it out in a context or situation. And when drive energy is strong, when you suppress it or you're not aware of it, it can be detrimental. And that's such a fascinating thing to remember around articulator, this innate, deep, natural need to express yourself. You have a message to bring. You have a story to tell. But that need to express yourself is something that you can't squash. It'll always be there. So there's very definitely a creative side to the articulator drive. And it's important to remember that. Also to remember that from a contemplator perspective, it's that need for time and time alone. And, you know, how that time alone looks for you is going to be very dependent on a person. What you will find that when people have a contemplated drive that's relatively strong, exercise is a great way of being able to get into your head and to think things through while you're doing something, like while you're exercising or where you're driving in the car. And the key thing to understand with contemplator is the importance of prioritizing time to do that. Because again, if you suppress that, you yourself and other people can miss out on some very important deep thinking. And the value of contemplator as well is an ability to look at things from different angles and not necessarily be invested in that type of thinking. So you can bring insights that can quite literally be game changers to other people because you've taken the time to think deeply.
Yeah, and contemplators have that ability to really deep dive and explore things on so many different levels. As you said, it's non-linear thinking. Mm. Andrew, just clarify again our contemplator articulator, that they're so opposing, because the contemplator is really keeping their thoughts in their head and lots of thoughts going around in their head, and our articulator is very much to verbalize every one of those thoughts. So that's why they're so contrasting, and you'll often find that on certain drive reports that they definitely drive and drainer. They're totally opposite. They are very contrasting. But something interesting, Andrew, I've had one or two people that have crossed my path that are dominant articulators, and they're very animated, very larger than life almost. And especially coaching them, I found that when they arrive, it's very important to let them actually express themselves, because they don't actually take anything on unless you let them, whatever they're thinking, whatever they've come for the session, let them get it off their chest. And then they're actually ready to take on information or any questions you want to ask them. But before that process, I found they need to just get it all out. So it's quite interesting.
And you raise a valuable point there, Trace, in terms of how you process information and think. Never forget this. With an articulator, thinking is the process. Sometimes where that can be detrimental is that Articulators speak to think, and therefore the information that they are communicating out loud is not necessarily filtered.
Sure.
And that's the point we made under articulator. When you are soundboarding, when you're needing to think things through, be careful who you choose to do that with, because if somebody is sharing information that's sensitive or that could be confidential, and you're doing it to talk out loud to think, other people might be able to hear it. That's the first point. The second thing around contemplators is that they need time to think. So you might find a scenario in a meeting where you've got articulators and contemplators. Now, obviously, articulators are very comfortable communicating and expressing themselves and speaking. And what you tend to find is that the contemplators tend to be very quiet in a meeting, unless they've had time to think things through and to contribute. And depending on personalities as well and different drive dynamics, you might find that a contemplator's insights are incredibly valuable. But what might need to happen is you might need to say to them, will you get back to us after the meeting and share your thoughts on this particular topic, and therefore give them time to think about it deeply and to come back? Or for the contemplator to ask that of the people that they're in a meeting with. I just need time to think things through, to maybe gather facts, to conceptualize it a bit better. Will you give me a bit of time to do that? And when I'm done, I will share my thoughts with you. The other dynamic to be very aware of is articulators need information to think and process, as do contemplators. Sometimes in the dynamic where you mentioned where you've got a dominant contemplator and articulators a drainer, because a contemplator can make so much sense in their own mind of how they see things, they might not feel the need to share their thoughts because in their mind it's crystal clear. Whereas let's just say you are talking about coming up with a solution or an idea. In order for the articulator to think, they need perspectives to be able to talk through. And if you as a contemplator tend to hold on to your thoughts because you don't necessarily feel the need to communicate them, you could be depriving the articulator of very helpful information that will help them to think things through.
Good points, Andrew. I like that about the contemplator in the meeting situation. I think it just takes the pressure off them if they just ask, let me get back to you on that. I need some time to just get my head around that and let me give you an answer tomorrow or by the end of the day. I think it takes the pressure off them very much because, as you said, they need that time to process. It's another way of managing your drive. Mm. If you're a contemplator, you just need time and you need to communicate that you need time.
Yes. To your point earlier, that people with dominant articulator drives seem to be very charismatic, you will typically tend to find that articulator as a dominant drive, I'm saying typically, it's not always, but you will typically find that articulator and networker and articulator and includer and articulator and enthusiast might be dominant drive combinations. And when those drives are booster drives, you will find people who are very socially confident, but for different reasons.
Exactly. That's very true. Very true. That's lovely. Andrew, I think we've covered quite a lot in this episode. I think we've really delved deep into both these two drives, and we've even explained some of the booster drives.
Thank you for listening once again. We really enjoy recording these. And we truly hope that they are valuable to you. And one respects that hearing something doesn't necessarily mean that it's transformational. And just to remember that the point is self-awareness and getting to know yourself better and being able to communicate in a language that other people understand. And learning to see the value of people who think, feel, and accomplish things in different ways than you do. We do hope that this has been valuable. Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you. And if you haven't done your report yet, just type engagement fit in your browser and it'll take you to the place where you can do your very own engagement fit drive report.
www.engagementfit.com.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Engagement Fit Drive podcast. We hope you gained valuable insights that will empower you on your path to self-discovery and fulfillment. If you would like to discover your dominant drives, head over to engagementfitdrive.com and take the drive assessment. Remember to subscribe and share this podcast with anyone who is ready to unlock their full potential. Until next time, keep engaging, keep thriving, and keep driving towards a life filled with purpose.